Hey, welcome to Building the Loyalty Loop podcast. This is your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be discussing how an information technology company called LeadFi was able to scale its business by helping companies identify qualified leads by analyzing real-time credit and financial data with only a name, email, and phone number. If you're an information technology company, then you need to listen closely. Have you found your AI agent hallucinating or just mishandling basic conversations? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer fully manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good while distracting, improving your AI agent's response. Go to gpttrainer.com to learn more. So for our guests on today's show, we have Douglas James with me, who is the founder of LeadFi, a company that helps businesses identify the exact credit and financial data of leads in real time with just that name, email, and phone number. Incredible. Hey, welcome to the show, Douglas. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
Cool. Awesome. For everyone who's listening in today, I mean, can you walk us through what exactly is LeadFi and how does it all work?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me again. It's an honor. LeadFi is a very unique piece of SaaS technology that we basically take a name, email, phone in real time from any of your funnels or websites. And we put it through our identity verification technology, which is the only one on the market. And we find out true identity. We're able to get date of birth, address, a lot of different fields of information. And then we have over a dozen year relationship with the credit bureaus. And we just do a soft credit check in real time. And then from there, we're able to determine exactly who is financially capable of purchasing a high ticket product or not. And we can do some really cool things with the technology as well, like improving your data targeting on social media, Facebook and Google, and also create different smart lists and hot lists for your sales teams to focus on truly financially capable leads rather than wasting time on broke leads.
Yeah, absolutely. That's incredible. And I guess what caused you to start this company? Like, where did it all, kind of the beginning stages of it all, where did it all start? What sparked your interest in building LeadFi?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's really from personal trauma because I've been in the space for about 11 years. Okay, prior I was in the Navy for 10 years as a hospital foreman, and I got into digital marketing while I was still active duty. I first started by doing lead generation for local businesses, so I got really good at running Facebook ads and Google ads and things like that. We scaled over 50 different small vertical niches. And then naturally, when you start making money or having success, people are like, "Hey, how do you do that?" So I started to help a lot of veterans in active duty, and I launched my own coaching consulting company. And in that coaching consulting company, over the last 8 or 9 years, we scaled it to over $100 million in revenue. We spent over $30 million on ads to scale it, and I sold packages all the way up to over $50,000. So, there was many times in that journey where there was a lot of uncertainty. We relied on, and I say that on the quality of the leads, right? The marketing team was optimizing their quality based off of what someone put on an application or said over the phone about their finances. So we would ask questions about, how much money do they make, what they do for a living, their household income, things of that nature. And the marketing team, was taking that data and optimizing campaigns off of it. And what we found was, about 30% of our revenue came from leads that they were completely broke on the application or said they were broke over the phone with our setter team, And then there was like people that said, "Hey, I make, 80 grand a year, 100 grand a year." And when it came down to doing the transaction, they turns out they were broke. So, so our marketing team was always saying, "Hey, things are good." Sales team's like, "Hey, the leads are broke. We need to improve the targeting." So there was a lot of that back and forth. Yes, we did significant numbers, but we probably left maybe another $100 million on the table because we found out that 50% of all the application or financial data we had on our leads was inaccurate because people were just lying about their money or just clueless. So, I took a stance about a year ago, and I'm like, "Hey, I want to fix this." And I got with my partner Eric, who has been doing underwriting and relationship with the bureaus for like over 12 years. And he had a product already in place. And I came in with the marketing, the strategy, and the integration and tech and support to be able to scale and help a lot of people in our industry, identify the financial availability of their leads.
Yeah. And when you first hit that, you know, the first couple, discovered this process, like how did, I guess, what was going through your mind when that actually started, you started building revenue and actually qualifying those leads?
Yeah, it was completely, night and day. We had the first prototype up about 3 or 4 months after working on it. We had the first prototype up of how we were using the technology to lead priority route and have our sales team focus on more financially capable leads. And it was a complete eye opener. I mean, like I said, we realized 50% of our leads just were giving us bad data. We immediately saw around a 30% increase in revenue just because we were focusing our sales team's time and energy on leads that were truly financially capable rather than taking calls or calling every single lead possible, even though 70 to 80% of the traffic was not qualified for high ticket, right? So it was a big eye opener. I don't see how any agency sales team could not use LeadFi at this point because the market is more sophisticated, right? Your end user, the consumer, knows what an application is. They know what your webinar is all about. They know that you're trying to get them to watch a video and book a call and you're trying to sell them something. So when you get around finances and get around to doing calls and all that, people are going to have a lot of resistance, So if you're a good marketer and you have good intention-based marketing, the next piece is the financial qualification. And that's where we come in, right? Yeah. We can help you identify exactly, who's got money and who doesn't. We'll help you get more closes on the board.
Absolutely. And I feel like that's half the battle. It's not just getting people on a call, but it's figuring out, hey, are they a sales qualified lead? Is it going to be worth your time and energy to try and get them down that process? And once you started offering, this solution to some of your clients, especially in the early days of it, what did you see that were some of the biggest challenges or maybe feedback that the clients were giving you when you first launched it?
Yeah. I mean, when we first launched it, it was kind of like the same thing. I have, a decade experience, right, in this space. And a lot of the clients that we work with are doing the same strategies, run ads to a book a call, right? And then now they're trying to manage a show rate because, usually half of the time people are no-showing on the calls, right? Mm-hmm. So we were kind of going experiencing all those same things as well in our service, in our product, in our program. So what they started to experience is kind of like the same things we were seeing, right? Like they started to immediately identify, okay, John Smith is booked on our calendar for 8 a.m. Let's open up his contact record. Let's in Go High Level or Infusionsoft or whatever, because we can integrate into any CRM. And they just look in the contact record. Okay, John is a sales qualified lead. He can spend, 30 grand right now on his credit cards. He's approved for an additional 55,000. He's making, 114 grand a year. His debt to income ratio is a 30%. So this is a sales qualified lead, right? And they can also look at another record and say, look at Mary over here. It's complete opposite. She only can spend, 3 grand on a card. She's not approved for any financing solutions right now. Her income is 40 grand a year and her debt to income ratio is 80%. So she has some super high utilization. So now the sales rep can see, okay, John is definitely going to be qualified to buy and move forward. This is the lead I want to prioritize. While as Mary, this is not somebody that's going to be able to close for a high ticket. However, we can probably push her to like one of our low ticket products and services. So kind of going through the motions with our clients and helping them identify and build those use cases, including helping them target, 700 plus credit score on Meta and Google as well, which has been significant. So we actually right now see about a 40% increase in the number of qualified leads coming into the funnel from the Google and Meta API targeting, right? And that's quite significant. So just imagine 40% more of your leads that can afford your high ticket product or service. Whereas before LeadFi, those 40% would have been disqualified, and probably maybe they could have been sold on a $100 or $300 product, but not for $5 or $10K plus product, right? So we're seeing increases around 40%. Average revenue across the board for our clients at this point is around 30% increase in revenue as well. I do have clients literally doubling revenue, but the average is around 30%.
Incredible. Yeah, that's amazing. And Matt, what's really cool about what you're sharing here is like, what makes it unique is like you are also using your services like for yourself, for your own business. And then you're also seeing what some of your clients are doing. So it's like, okay, what feedback are you getting from them? What feedback are you getting from your team and what they're saying? And you're able to make like almost like a double-edged sword, sharpening both sides of it. And, you know, I'm looking at this, like for everyone who's listening in there and they're wondering like, hey, what changed it all, right? Like, and I think one thing that's really important is not just what you do, but also what you don't do and what not to focus on. Was there anything that you had to maybe unlearn along the way, like habits, maybe beliefs, assumptions that were actually holding you back as you scaled LeadFi?
Yeah. So what's interesting, it's a great question, actually. I've always been a paid ads guy, right? This is kind of like, this may not get the answer maybe you were trying to get, but here's my answer. I've always been a paid ads guy, right? Like we spent over 30 million on ads. I've spent over 200 million with our clients. We ran ads for some of the biggest names that you probably know. And so the ad game is my game. Like, you know, I know how to put a dollar into an ad campaign and make $2, $3, $4 back. That's just what I've been doing ever since I got into digital marketing. There's a whole other side to this business, which is organic marketing, right? Where you start Instagram profile and you start to make content, you start a YouTube channel, you start to post videos, right? You get subscribers and people are looking to come every day, watch what new video you're posting, right? And you're creating more engagement, your account's growing. Now you have 100,000 followers, 200,000, 1 million followers. And then as soon as you make a call to action to go watch this webinar about this product, boom, now you're getting sales, right? So you can essentially grow that with no ad spend. But there is, actually, to be honest, there is, I know a lot of the big people that grow their, you know, Instagrams and their YouTube, and they're actually using a paid ad strategy to get people to subscribe to the channel. So at the end of the day, I guess ads are involved. But I say that because the organic game to me is newer, right? And the way that I've been able to scale to over 100 clients on LeadFi in a very short amount of time wasn't through paid ads, believe it or not. Even though that's what I've done over the last 10, 11 years, it's actually been through organic strategies, which is newer for me because I've never really done this before. You know, I've heard about it. I have friends that are successful in it. So I've scaled to over 100 clients by basically inviting friends, other partners, people in the industry that have marketing agencies, that have sales agencies, that have portfolios of clients. And I said, hey, this is my technology. This is what it does. This is how it could benefit your clients. If you refer me your clients in your portfolio, I'll give you revenue share of every single client for the life of that client. And it's a very generous revenue share, right? And that's how I've been able to get clients. So I guess to answer your question, it may mean I wasn't such direct on like LeadFi, but actually the growth of LeadFi was me going through a new marketing strategy, a new strategy that I never explored before to be able to scale it through organic, which is pretty cool to see, to be on this side of it. So now I'm on the organic side of scaling, but also, and I have the 10 years of ad experience as well.
Yeah. And making that change, because it's a change of like habit there, you know, looking at that and, you know, doing something for so long in a certain way. And then all of a sudden, hey, there's a new way that we can try out. Was there any hesitation that you feel like you maybe struggled with? Like, do I really make, is this the right choice that we're doing?
Yeah. You know, it was a big paradigm shift for me to approach the market in this direction of inviting other friends, colleagues, people in the industry to come on as an affiliate, so to speak, and get rev share. So that was a very big paradigm shift. Because like I told you before, I could put a dollar into ads and make $3-4 back. It's like an ATM machine, make a deposit, make a withdrawal, a significant withdrawal. But you know, there's this quote that and I love this quote because it's how I was able to be so successful in the military. And I'll tell that story real quick before, well, I'll tell the quote right now, but it's a quote from Zig Ziglar. He says, help enough other people get what they want, you can have all you want in life, right? So basically, help other people win, you will win as well. So when I was in the military, okay, I served 10 years in the Navy. I was a hospital foreman, and I reached the rank of E6 in just 5 years, okay? So E6 is like a high-level supervisory active duty rank. I can be in charge literally of hundreds or even thousands of people. Mm-hmm. And it takes the average person 12 years to make that rank. So I did in less than half the time. And you might be asking yourself, well, Doug, how did you do that? Because it is a big deal. Ask any veteran, ask anyone in the military about ranking and time and pay grade and evaluations and fitness exams and all these things and deployments, all of that goes into it. Boards, sale of the quarter, service member of the quarter and year. Mm-hmm. I was able to do that because I helped my colleagues and junior sailors and junior service members win as well. So if I took on a program, if I took on any initiative or collateral duties, I always brought them with me. I invited them to the meetings and I made it about them being a part of this mission, not just me and what my goals are. It's like, no, it's the collaborative mission and vision of what we're all trying to do here together. Right. So
let me ask you. So like making that like almost like a selfless change in mindset, like, do you think that's one of the things that really led you into that, to that growth, like to that scalability that you're mentioning?
Yeah, it's 100% selfless, right? Because I was more focused on other people winning, because I knew if they won, my bank account was going to be okay, right? If I could help you make $1 million, how much do you think I'm going to make? Probably a lot more, especially if I'm helping 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 people like you make $1 million. I'm going to be set, right? So that was kind of my mentality. So when I got out the military, I wasn't out yet. I get back from a deployment, and I started reading people like Tony Robbins and then Zig Ziglar, and I read that quote, and that quote was like what stuck for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is how I've been able to be so successful in the military. When I started my company, I took those same principles and applied them to my entrepreneurship journey. So when I started to scale my company, my coaching consulting business, my agency, now LeadFi, it's the same principles. It's helping other people win. So when it coming back to scaling LeadFi to over 100 clients, this has been more so me more concerned with helping my affiliates and the people that are making introductions get paid and further their bank accounts and their goals, dreams, aspirations for their families, rather than just my business. Obviously, we're all here to make money. If you don't have a business, and if you have a business and your business isn't making money, you don't have a business, right? But then the money is a tool, the tool to do good, right? So my whole goal is to make money, help other people win, and do good with the money as well. So that's why there's different organizations and associations that I'm a part of that are doing good, like building schools for kids in Mexico or helping veterans get out of military medical debt, right? So these are the things that I'm really, really concerned about. And that's how I've been able to scale.
Yeah, I love that. It makes me think of that one movie with Pirates of the Caribbean, Jack Black, or not Jack Black, but what's his name? Orlando Bloom, I think, or whoever it was. And if you remember, Captain Jack Sparrow was in this far off land and they tried to figure out like, how do we find him? Mm-hmm. And they had to go upside down. Like they had to flip the ship upside down, which didn't make sense to them. And I feel like that's the same mentality that you're doing here, Douglas, is like, everyone wants to do it for themselves and just get like, what can I get? How's it making about me? But what you're saying is it's completely opposite. You have to flip the script and say, okay, how can I help someone else out? Because if I help enough other people out, then I'll get what I want. I'll make sure that I get taken care of once I take care of others, which is a completely different mindset to have. And I love how you had that. And just like leading in, because I know we've got to wrap up here soon, but Like, if for those who are listening in, what is like the first 30 days with LeadFi look like for like a brand new client if they were to jump on board and join your service? What does that look like for them?
Yeah, certainly. So, most of our clients go to like leadfi.ai and they book a call, right? And then they jump on a call with us. And then we basically just go through the technology, exactly how it works, what they can expect, the benefits of using it. We holistically look at their funnel, how they're generating traffic, and then give them an idea of the number increases that they'll see by using the technology, right? And then from there, we just kind of show them a roadmap. Look, you're here. We're trying to get you here. Okay. We send them an agreement, onboarding material, payment, all that good stuff. And then we have an integration process that takes around 3 to 5 days, right? So we integrate the technology directly into their CRM, whether it's Go High Level, Pipedrive, Zoho, Ontraport, doesn't matter. As long as we can do direct integration or Zapier or webhook or whatever. And then now the technology is live inside of their account. And we even write them like a custom SOP of the entire workflow automation that we built for them. And then we help them consult on how they want to prioritize their leads based off the financial and credit criteria. That way their sales team is equipped for success and talking with who's truly qualified in real time to maximize cash collected. And then we also help them build the API to do the targeting on Meta and Google as well. So all of that kind of happens within about a week period, week or less. Sometimes it may take 3 to 4 or 5 business days. It's really hot right now. So our workflow and our and we're entering like a wait period at this point, where time might be delayed, not necessarily because integration is taking longer, just because so many people are trying to work with us at this point. But generally, it's 3 to 5 business days or about a week or so. And then we're off to the races. They'll continue their traffic, whether they're generating 1,000 leads a month or even 10,000 leads a month. They're booking calls, engaging with their leads. And then we just work with their team and consult with their team on the marketing and sales aspects to make sure they're maximizing cash collected. What I've also designed too is a very unique funding waterfall. Okay, so funding is very, very important part of your business. If you're not helping your customers raise capital to work with you, you might be losing out on 40 to 50% of revenue. You might be leaving half of the money on the table. So if you did 10 million last year and you didn't use funding, you likely could have done 20 million if you would have helped your customers raise capital. About 40% of my revenue in my coaching consulting company came from funding. We help educate people on their credit, how to raise capital, how to access funds, right? So what I've been able to do uniquely with LeadFi as well is provide a full funding waterfall so that whenever you look at the LeadFi data, you look at their credit, their income, and you look at their underwriting, how much you're approved for, we start to put them through a process where, okay, are they approved for this funding solution? Okay, they're not approved for that. They're approved for this one or this one or this one. So you start to plug people into funding solutions that matches their availability. But the higher you are on the list, the more you collect at the lowest fee. But the lower you go on the list, the less you collect with more fees. But the good thing about our funding solutions is there's no clawbacks. So if your customer
Interesting.
or client goes into one of those funding solutions and they default on month 2 or month 3, you don't have to worry about getting clawed back because there's no clawback period on the ones that we work with. And then the funding offers that we do work with have fully integrated and understand LeadFi and use our technology. So there's a direct relationship and understanding of what data is coming in and how to service that client,
Nice.
if that
That's
makes
great.
sense.
Almost
So
like
that, and
reduce
if
like reducing risk is what it's like. It seems like it's, and it giving options too, like where it's not just, hey, they're qualified, but like here are the options available that you can present to them. Is that what
right.
I'm
Yeah,
hearing?
100%.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And last question here is, you mentioned 100 clients, obviously building more, I'm sure every single week, every month. Can you share maybe a client success story that just like really captures what LeadFi is all about?
Yeah, 100%. So we've had actually a few of these stories, quite a few of these stories.
Maybe the first one comes to mind.
Yeah, well, the first one that comes to mind is a company that's they're helping people with Amazon, right? Like try to understand Amazon and how to, you know, start their own Amazon store and sell products on Amazon. Their cost per book haul when they started working with us was around, you know, $200, right? Which is kind of like industry average. We actually went in there, we looked at their pre-qualification process. We realized they were asking all these qualification questions. We're like, hey, let's just take the application away. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, take the application away. We basically dropped their cost per call down to $100. So now they're getting twice as many calls on the calendar from the same ad spend. So their sales team has twice as many swings at bat than they did before, right?
Wow, incredible.
The next thing that we did was like, okay, let's implement the technology. So we put LeadFi on their account. They're booking, you know, 30 calls a day, right? So we put the technology on their account, 30 calls a day, and we realized that, hey, 80% of all the calls that they're taking and talking to aren't qualified. Okay. So non-qualified, not going to afford their $10,000 package. So now what they do is they prioritize the 20 or 30% that are qualified and just start to handhold them and give those people like a 5-star handholding experience, right? And then, but for the remainder of the traffic, what we did was, hey, you know that these 70, 80% aren't qualified for your service, right? So for the 10K, they're not going to be able to put the money together. So how about we redirect them down to a lower ticket offer that makes better sense for them? So what we did was we built an alternate route where we put that lead on a journey to buy a $2,000 product with a in-house payment plan, right? So that they were able to basically increase their revenue right there by 30% because they were properly selling non-qualified leads instead of trying to sell them a 10K, which
So
they're
the two
never
you're
going to
talking about, you're
qualify
saying
for.
the 2,000, it was that was for the low qual or the non-qualified lead. That was a 2 grand plus the payment plan option. Is that what you're
Exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
So it's like a nur it's almost like a nurture kind of sequence where you're, you know, getting them on some sort of payment, right? Where they're paying you money at some point, and then from there, building upon it, and then maybe in the future it could, I imagine, also probably turns into bigger ticket items if it's if you build the trust with them as well.
Yeah, 100%. So we be basically able to increase their revenue by selling a product that meets their financial capability rather than going for the gusto on the 10K. Let's sell these people a 2K with an in-house payment plan. Let's see if we can get them any funding at all, even if it's for $1,000 or $500. But then they were able to increase revenue. And then naturally, with the qualified people, since they were able to give them so much more time and attention, we saw another uptick in revenue there. Right. So for this particular account, overall experience, it doubled in revenue from removing, questions around money on their application by selling the right product at the right time to their non-financially qualified people, selling them more of like a 2K with an in-house payment plan, and then prioritizing the people that were truly qualified for high ticket. We were able to put those people on a better path and a better journey to converting that 10K, right? And then we took all of their data, put it right back into Meta and Google, and improved their targeting by 40%, the qualified leads coming up the
Incredible.
funnel. So yeah, that's a company up in Vancouver, and they run traffic obviously all over the United States, but that's one of my favorite offers to chat about because they're fully utilizing every aspect and use case of LeadFi. And experience a total overall double in revenue. And they were doing 500K at the time. Now they hit their first $7 million knock with us, 7-figure month. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I think that's so important too, because when you have, I mean, everyone wants the big ticket items, and I think a lot of times it's like we want to just go, it's not a qualified lead, let's just throw it off to the side. But in this case, what LeadFi is doing is saying, hey, look, it's not a sales qualified lead for the bigger ticket items. However, these lower ticket, you know, non-qualified leads, like they can get a smaller, you know, smaller bit of another offer or a lower ticket item that can build that relationship. Ideally, right, it'll scale to a larger ticket item. So I think it's genius because, I mean, the last thing anyone wants to do is throw away a lead and go, oh, that could have been a good lead, you know. But I think also the same part side of it is like you got to know the data behind it, which is what I love about LeFi is doing, is they're using the data and go, okay, hey, look, just numerically this isn't going to work. So let's take this approach first, and then if it changes in the future, it, you know, obviously profit for the company.
Yep. So 100%.
Incredible. Awesome. Absolutely amazing. And so we're going to wrap it up from here. Thank you so much, Douglas, man. I appreciate you joining us and sharing more insight on LeFi and just the incredible work you guys are doing for not just yourselves, right, but even your clients. And remember, if you're an IT company and your AI agent is hallucinating or just mishandling basic conversations, go to gptrainer.com, learn more on how we can help our clients fine tune their AI agents. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you have a good, wonderful rest of your day, and looking forward to seeing you on the next episode of Building the Loyalty Loop.